happy, picky, just be happy with this quickie.
There's a couple things regarding luck that just are plain not true. Ask anyone of my family members in Ireland and they'll tell you that the luck of the Irish, it is a crock of shit. Okay, just wanted to put that out there. I mean, I'm a pretty lucky guy. I got half Irish blood, but the luck of the Irish, in general, it's a crock of absolute shit. Another thing that's true about luck is that it does not last forever. And that's one of the main things I want to touch on here today on The Quickie. I'm Trevor Biggs, and you are listening to The Quickie here on the Nux Misconduct Podcast Network. Again, if you'll subscribe to that network, I promise you we will make your hockey life just a little tiny bit better. Make sure in particular you go check out the latest episode of Power of the Towel with host Nick Bondi, because he had Jamie Dodd from Sportsnet 650 on the program to talk about the Canucks being number one in moral victories. One area where the Canucks are not number one right now is with luck. Now, thanks to this good old stat called PDO, you've all heard of it, I'm pretty damn sure. The Canucks over their past 12 games rank dead last in even strength PDO. Again, for those who don't know, PDO is your shooting percentage plus your save percentage at even strength. And an average PDO is considered to be 100. Now, the Canucks right now, again, over just under the last month, rank dead last in the NHL with the PDO of 0.945. And that's thanks to the second worst save percentage in the league over that time and the third worst shooting percentage in the league over that time. I mean, the story of the Canucks season can basically be told in two parts. They were horrendous for the first chunk of games. And they've been not bad, but fairly unlucky over the next few games. And now I talked about it on NuxMisconduct.com yesterday in this article about Vancouver being not the only team facing a depth crisis. Now, there are other Canadian teams who are struggling with depth issues as well. But in terms of the Canucks, the fact of the matter is they are not good enough to be bad defensively and on top of that, unlucky and have bad goaltending and have a low shooting percentage. It's a recipe for disaster, and it's one of the reasons why, even though you've seen this team play better, they're still losing hockey games. Because at the end of the day, these Canucks just aren't very good. And it's going to take a miraculous turnaround for them to somehow make the playoffs. Never mind being the best team in Canada, Kyle. I know, heartbreaking to say. But the Canucks are in not only an uphill battle, they're basically climbing Everest at this point to make the playoffs. Now the Canucks have another chance to start turning their season around against the luckiest team in the NHL over the past 12 games. Now the Edmonton Oilers, they've gone on a hell of a run. They are 8-2 in their last 10, 9-3 in their last 12. And one of the main reasons they're doing it is behind Mike Smith. Yes, the rejuvenated 38-year-old Mike Smith, rocking that .940 save percentage through 5 games so far this season. And in turn, now that Mika Koskinen's not playing every night, he's playing a little bit better himself as well. Now, did the Oilers suddenly and two goalies that are going to lead them to the promised land? Or have they just been damn lucky? Again, looking at that good old PDO, the Oilers are first in the league over the last 12 games, rocking a PDO of 1.052, just ahead of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, I know when things are going good, the puck's going in the net, you're getting those saves, things are going your way. But it just looks like all signs point to this being just a hot streak of luck for the Edmonton Oilers. Again, the underlying numbers point to a team that's still losing the possession battle, a team that's still relying on Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and again, relying on Mike fucking Smith to post a .940 save percentage. I don't see the luck continuing for Edmonton. I don't know if it's going to turn around for the Canucks to the point where they can push for a playoff spot. But hey, if it's going to happen, it should happen this week against those Edmonton Oilers. I'm Trevor Beggs. Thanks again for listening to the Quickie Podcast here on the Nux Misconduct Network. Go head over to NuxMisconduct.com to get the latest on those Vancouver Canucks. Is Dante Fabro fit for this team? Nick Bonney had a great piece on that. Go check it out again on NuxMisconduct.com.